Blog Talk Radio.
Oops. I did a boo-boo already?
Good grief. Starting off the show on a bad note already.
It's been 2 weeks since we've been on the show, so I apologize.
I
oh, well. Okay, and I'm sober right now. Go figure. Let's get this thing started. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of The Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of Kings himself, and I'm float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, the hands can't hit, where the eyes can't see. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only.
It is I, Sean Black, in the building once again. And on the phone line, we have, hello? Are you there?
Oh, she's the best in the West. She suck. Oh, I mean, whoops, sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Well, Anitra B is not on the line today.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
she said she was very busy at home because something got stuck between her legs and she cannot get it out. Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. Oh, we're gonna hear from the people later on today, that's for sure.
Of course. So, ladies and gentlemen, the two people I did not piss off yet.
Yeah.
The number to call in or vent is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. Sean Week, it's been like almost 2 weeks since we pissed some people off. Are you ready to do so right now?
Well, of course we are.
Okay. All right. Well, a couple of weeks ago, this story is not new, but it's something I feel we should talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the country were outraged over the news of a gorilla that was shot and killed in a zoo after a young boy fell through the fence, down to the water, and the gorilla was carrying a baby around through the waters, and the zookeepers killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get straight to the point of the story. Because apparently a lot of people know what the story is about. Sean Black, do you think the shooting of the gorilla was justified?
Yeah, we've been hearing about this for at least almost two weeks now. I have to say this. If I had a child that was in this same situation and the gorilla was the only thing that you can think of was to kill this gorilla in an enclosure in a zoo and my child's life is in danger, if that's the only way you had to do, you got to do what you have to do to save your child. Now, the problem is this gorilla is on the endangered species list. As a matter of fact, I believe there's only 100 and – I think it was 100 and – a little over 400,000 of them in existence in the wild. And I believe there's only about 400 of them in zoos that are protected. Now, this 450-pound gorilla named Harambe was in the Cincinnati Zoo protected. And this child decided, for whatever reason, told the mother it was going to go into the enclosure. It's going to fall. Wanted to go in, not into the enclosure, but wanted to see the ape. Now, I think this brings a bigger picture that we're going to probably touch on in different angles. But this is one of the things that we have to worry about. One of the things that we have to look at is, one, are the zoos actually doing the best that they can to protect certain animals? Because we know zoos, that's what they're supposed to be there for. But second of all, the parents involved, we know the mother was with the child. We also know that the father was not there. And the mother seemed to have been distracted, took her eyes off the child for a couple of seconds, maybe a minute, and then this happened. So those are those things that you're going to have to look at big time, because those are the discussions that are going to be more important than anything else.
Okay. Well, we have K-Dog on the line with some noise in the background right now. K-Dog?
Well, hey, guys, I'm trying to keep the noise down. But, however, you got to do what you got to do to protect your children, first up. But number two, as a mother, you need to be watching your child. That's the bottom line. I mean, how is it that this little boy is going to go into a gorilla den? Are you serious? You mean to tell me that you couldn't even watch your son for a minute? I mean, there's no excuse for this. None whatsoever.
Okay.
I mean, there's no excuse. Yeah.
Oh, you said there's no excuse. And I'm sure Sean will debate about that in a minute. But before I say my part, let me ask Sean this question. This is a yes or no.
All
and
right.
Please tell the honest truth. I would not be upset about me. This is personal questions about me.
Mm-hmm.
The high ride. Do I take my son to the bar?
Yeah.
And you come to the bars with me sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Do I drink in front of my son?
Very rarely, but yes, you have.
Do I get drunk or wasted in front of my son?
No, that you don't.
Do I keep an eye on my son as the best way I can?
Yes, you do.
And also, bottom line, if there's a fight that broke out at the bar and my son get hurt, whose fault is it overall?
It will definitely be on you.
Why? Because it's my responsibility, right?
That is true.
I took my child to a bar. It doesn't mean, whether it's a restaurant or a bar, yes, there's a certain time, certain place for everything. But yes, I take my son to the bar. Thank God nothing has happened yet. Well, incidents like that has happened. But I try my best to be aware of my son, whether I'm drinking or not. And you guys know I love to drink. It's no secret.
Mm.
I get intoxicated, but not with my kid around. So to K-Dog's argument / defense, yes, you have to keep your eye on the child at all times. But to her defense, quote-unquote, she had three other kids with her. She had four kids altogether. As a single person or parent, she's not a single parent, but to watch four kids at one time is out of hand. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Can any of us handle four kids at one time? I don't think so. But apparently, one, like you say, Sean, she got distracted for a minute. We don't know the whole story. We may never know, as always. But she lost track for a minute, and it almost cost her son's life. So now everybody's outraged because of they blame the mother. A gorilla that's in danger has lost his life. Maybe, I do believe the gorilla was trying to protect the baby from the video that we saw. You know, in his best interest somehow. I mean, yes, the baby could have gotten hurt by hitting some rocks in the water or whatever. But that's another thing we will never know. Because why? A gorilla's dead, and there's a lot of jokes about it. Go figure.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting a piece of the pie.
But can we really blame the mother completely in this situation?
Yeah. See, here's the thing. And this is one of those things. I had this discussion with my mother when the day after it was on the news. And one of the things that I temper what I say about this subject is the fact that, like you just stated, she had other children with her at the time, which the news didn't really get into a whole lot of. Going to any public place, whether it's the zoo, a park, or anything like that, in any situation where you have multiple children to take care of, especially very young, and you're going out on some sort of an expedition, it's going to be very, very difficult to keep an eye on all of them. It's hard to keep your eye on one child, far less more than one. The fact remains that, true, the child is safe. The child got out probably traumatized somewhat. No broken bones or anything like that. It could have been much worse. Based on the video that we saw, the ape looked like it was protecting it for a moment. And then after a while, I guess got spooked and dragged the child all over the enclosure until they were able to, unfortunately, kill the gorilla. The problem is, everybody was bringing up this whole thing about, well, what about the rights of the gorilla? Why didn't they tranquilize the gorilla? And there were zoologists and people that are experts in this situation basically were saying the same thing. If you tranquilize the gorilla, what's going to end up happening is it's going to, one, take a while for that tranquilizer to work, may agitate the gorilla, make the situation worse. By then, the child may end up getting killed before anything could happen. You have to do what needed to be done at the time to make sure that that child is safe. Unfortunately, the gorilla lost its life, but this turned into, instead of the child is protected, the child is safe, this turned into two things: an indictment on the parents, and it also turned into, well, what about the rights of the animal? And that was the giant storyline that figured over this entire unfortunate incident.
All right, so K-Dog, do you think, we know the results of what happened today. Do you think charges should have been brought up on the parents?
Well, the parents,
or the mother,
there should have been,
or the mother of the child?
Well, I feel there should have been, because, like I said,
really?
the responsibility of a parent is to watch their child. And I mean, okay, you have four other children with you, but your child should not be in that kind of predicament had he been supervised, because apparently she was not watching him. She was paying attention to all the other children, but yet she did not watch him. And the thing with children are very curious. They're very curious. They want to know what's this, what's that. And once she heard him say, oh, I want to go inside there, you should have forbade him to go inside there, because I know some others that would have yanked him and said, hey, where are you going? And as a parent, that is your responsibility, to watch your children. All of you.
Okay. All of your children. So, like I told someone last week, and I kind of like somewhat agree with you, K-Dog, if a person cannot handle three or four kids at the same time, you should not be taking all those kids out to a
exactly.
place like the zoo, where there's a lot
you
of
should.
People around that you might lose track. It may sound like bold and naive, but it's the truth. If you know your kids are like wild out or whatever the case could be, when I'm in the place and when I'm in an apartment with my son, if I hear 5 seconds of silence, I get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you guys been to the
yeah.
apartment, it's very small, but anything could happen because you're used to hearing noise from my son. If I hear silence, I'm jumping around like, see where my son is at, because you don't know what he's doing. He could wander off to the
right.
balcony or playing with the stove or anything.
Exactly.
But we get distracted too easily now compared to back then. I would not be surprised either the mother was either dealing with some other kid, or God forbid she was on her phone at that time. But the phone is a distractor to a lot of people in this world.
Oh
today.
Yes, it is.
I'm not saying that it is, but I would not be surprised if that was the case. I hope she have learned her lesson. But as we found out earlier today, the charges were not filed against the mother. Are you upset about that, K-Dog?
Well, it doesn't surprise me, but at the same time, she does deserve some kind of reprimand on her behalf of being careless. That's, you know, you just got to watch your children, no matter how many children there are, because I've seen parents who take the train and they're on the train with like four kids, and they're watching all four of them, making sure all four of them are under the watchful eye of their mother or father. And they do keep a sharp eye on them, because I've seen parents like yank one child or say, hold the other child's hand, and, you know, that's the way to do it. But on her part,
okay.
I don't know what she was doing, but that should have never happened.
All right, because we have a lot to talk about. But
yeah.
DeShaun Black,
mm-hmm.
do you think, what does a father history have to do with this situation at all? When it brought up the father history of his records, what does
yeah.
that have to do
oh
with
my
it?
Goodness.
Was that a race issue, or just trying to
it's
bring some negative stuff?
This is the issue that people have had a long time when it comes to any negative press, and it involves any minority figure that is in trouble. Instead of looking at the situation of, one, the parent is going to be culpable. Obviously, the parent has to be responsible for the situation on some level. But number two, nobody's looking at the zoo as far as the enclosure entrance being too low. Nobody is looking at the fact that they have animal groups that have been calling in and trying to get something going. All of this, everything is being looked at as the parent situation. The father has had a criminal record. He went through something. What does that have to do with the fact that the child fell in the enclosure? The mother, probably distracted, took the eye off the child. And even more so, the father wasn't even there. He had nothing to do with any of this to begin with. So the fact that his past is being brought up is just another slant in the eyes of America that we've seen in the view of animal rights. And we've heard all of the stuff with Michael Vick and the dog incident that he went through, and all of the other instances we've heard on TV about animal cruelty and et cetera, et cetera. When it comes to animals, this country loves them no matter what, and probably treats the animals better than the humans themselves. So this is where we get a lot of this outrage.
Mm-hmm. I do have to agree with that one. Wow, for once, Sean Black is making sense. He must have his finish today or something. Not to go off the topic completely, but something similar happened in Brooklyn last week, in Williamsburg, in a Jewish neighborhood. I have to put that part in, Jewish neighborhood. You will know why in a minute, ladies and gentlemen. So last week, a five-year-old boy had a fatal fall from the balcony of a Brooklyn apartment house. He was someone under supervision, but he fell down and unfortunately lost his life. Well, why are people not quickly to judge the family in this one compared to the gorilla one?
And I heard about this one because apparently the kids were playing on the balcony and they like to stack chairs up on the balcony, from what I understand. And that, unfortunately, the little boy fell and lost his life. It was very tragic. And again, this is where supervision has to come in, because as a parent, and like you said, Hot Rod, you know, if you hear silent, you just want to make sure that the kids are okay, that you don't want them going on the terrace or anything like that. And this is where supervision comes in. I mean, as a parent, you're supposed to be observing everything your child does. Even if you're in the other room, you hear silence, you come in and check every second. And it's very important to do so.
So, Sean, where are the people quickly to judge the Jewish family in this situation?
And that's the issue. That's the reason why I'm so glad that you brought these two stories back to back, to try to put some contrast to it. On one end, we have something that could have been construed as something that was an accident, a mistake. On one hand, we have what happened with the gorilla and that incident. On this hand, we have a five-year-old child falling 10 stories to its death. A five-year-old in a Jewish community in Brooklyn. And the saddest part about the whole deal is, nobody called 911, apparently, when this child fell.
Yeah.
What happened is the child fell off the balcony and somebody in the street saw the child in the street and tried to see what was going on. The cops were still looking around trying to find out how the boy fell, if anybody was watching him, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Somebody who lives in the neighborhood has actually saw the body of the child and then tried to get him to the ambulance, and then the boy died on the way to the hospital.
Yeah.
That's the saddest part about it, because we've heard about children falling out of high places in apartments or things of that nature, and they have laws that keep children from being able to do things like that. But to answer your question, Hot Rod, is the fact that there is a difference in tonality when it comes to anything racial, especially
exactly.
when we talk about African-Americans, Hispanics, Asians, and the Jewish community. And when something like this has happened in the Jewish community, you don't hear, at least on the news as far as outrage goes, anywhere near as much as what we've heard with this gorilla. And as I said before, it's also the fact that in this country, animal rights trumps all. And
yes,
it even
does.
Makes people go out and say and do the silliest, most hateful things that have nothing to do with the situation. Whereas we're talking about the life of a five-year-old child who had no business being on that balcony to begin with. The parent that was there was supposed to be watching them. And like I said before,
so
nobody called 911, which is even more unfortunate.
So in that case, Sean Black, Cato, should charges be brought up on that family from that incident compared to the other incident that happened at the zoo?
I thought it to you. Go ahead.
No, well, you know what? There has to be some kind of reprimand for this. I mean, this you definitely got to watch your children. Again, like I said before, something has to come in out of this. Something has to come out of this. Go ahead, Sean.
I'm looking at it right now, and the more that I'm thinking about it, it's like as far as criminal charges go, I'm not sure. I look at it from this standpoint. Unlike what happened in the first story that we talked about where the child was actually safe, this one causing loss of life of their child.
Yes, it did.
I think from the standpoint of that they've lost their child probably is, you would hope, enough for them to get that stigma and get that taken care of as far as paying more attention, being more attentive. We don't know all of the details as to what was going on, why the parent was not near the child at the time. Maybe the parent was in the bathroom or doing something else. Who knows? The bottom line is throughout this whole thing is that the outrage and the outcry between the first story and the second story are completely askew because we've heard so many different stories with the first instance happening. You would think that somebody had raped someone when all it really was an unfortunate incident where the child came through okay. This situation where we have a Jewish child, and we know the Jewish community is usually united when any tragedy happens, and they did come together for that family because I did hear interviews with certain people in the community about that, and we know that these kinds of things unfortunately happen. The problem is, do you think, and I'm going to ask you this one, Hot Rod, do you think that there should be criminal charges pressed in either case based on the outcome?
In the mother case, no. I think that I think she have learned her lesson from what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to pay better attention. And you know what? Thank God, nothing really did happen. So, I mean, people, we make mistakes all the time. Everybody make mistakes. I don't care what anybody said. We all make mistakes. As
yeah.
for the Jewish thing, one thing I give credit, Jewish people are very united, like you said earlier. But charges, I agree with Cato. There got to be some type of reprimand. There got to be something. Not being arrested or whatever, got to be something, probation or something, because this is where I will piss a lot of people off. The Jewish neighborhood are very united, yes, but how many people need to live in one apartment? How many people need to live in Section 8? How many people need to freeload off of taxpayers? So, yes, the Jewish
system.
People are living. The Jewish people are milking the system. So you telling me, yes, a child lost his life, but let's, you know, brush it underneath the covers, let's, you know, put it underneath the rug, the carpet, like nothing happened. No, someone lost their life. Some Jewish people act like they're the gifts of God. They're untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
They are God's people. They are special to compared to everybody else. We are considered garbage compared to some Jewish people. I'm not saying all, so I would never say all. But that's the mentality of most of them like that, especially their neighborhood. If we are the outsiders, they are the insiders.
Mm-hmm.
So you telling me
mm-hmm.
Having a child playing on a balcony is great? I'm in the temps with my son, and I'm watching him. Sean, last week when he came over, you saw me holding on to my child, backing away.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that child move in a certain way, he or she will fall off my arms. And what, whose fault is that? It, no matter what happened, even though I have no intention, it is still my fault. Either way. And I will pay the price for the rest of my life.
And
okay,
plus you also make sure, you make sure that you have checks in place to make sure that in case your child does run around or move around, that they go nowhere near the balcony. The door is always closed to make sure that there's things in place to make sure that that just does not happen.
That's what I was saying.
210, you're on the air.
Hey, what up? Oh, 210, no. Hey, oh, 210, that's right, that's my number. Oh, what up, Brother B?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. Oh boy! Somebody got somebody's really enjoying this late night today.
Yeah, man, tell me about it.
How y'all guys doing?
Okay,
I'm okay. How you guys?
All right.
Hey, man, we doing good.
As you can tell, my age is a little scrambled, but I'm all right.
I understand.
I'm all right.
That's good.
I'm listening to you guys. We got a serious topic going on tonight, man. And
we have a lot to talk about, but with little time. We have a lot to talk about with little time, but we're going hardcore tonight, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no, I got you. I was listening to what you were saying, Hot Rod, and, you know, I think we have to blame the media. We have to blame the media for, like, putting certain people with certain issues on pedestals, you know, to push whatever agenda, you know, to get their ratings, however the case may be. But, yeah, I remember years ago when you were a kid, if you were too quiet, parent came in the room, seeing what the hell you was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what happened in this situation. I don't know why everybody's screaming to bring charges against a woman and bring out the fact that his father had a criminal record. I don't know what anything had to do with the fact that the kid was rambunctious. The kid was determined to do what he wanted to do, and it's like you know, depending on the situation. Especially if you got other kids with you, sometimes you might, you know, just lose sight on one for a moment. But it doesn't mean that you're a bad parent.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It happens.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the only part that pisses me off about that woman is the fact that there's a recording. Somebody's recording this stuff. It's just amazing how people just sit back and record everything, but they don't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this really pisses me off, but I'm hearing the recording, mommy loves you, don't be scared, baby. Like, I'm not, listen, we gonna die together.
Exactly.
I'm jumping on that thing, and if I fall and bust my ass, so be it, but I'm going to try and be some distraction or whatever, but we going together. I'm not just going to be sitting there screaming from some ledge or whatever, oh, mommy loves you, don't be scared. Get your ass down there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I mean, that's
all right.
Just me.
All right, so we have another caller, 5775. You're on the air.
You know, you almost said new caller. I was about to laugh.
What's going on?
New caller.
What's
going on,
brother?
Yo,
hey, what's going on, man?
Yo, yeah, I was in the middle of the conversation. You guys talking about that poor gorilla that got killed?
Yes.
That's the topic? Well, yeah, they try to find any little bit of peace to go after the mother, and they try to label her the father of the child as a say it's justified that, all right, we need to go after them now. Instead of saying that, you know what, the gorilla's dead, and now they want to do something about it. But if the black man that got killed, they're going to turn the other cheek and pretend nothing happened. So, they're quick to defend a gorilla, but they quickly ignore a black man getting murdered.
But what are they going after them for? Like, what are you really going to, like, what, endangering the welfare of a minor? Please, like, what did they do? What did she do? Because apparently he wasn't even there. So I don't even see what he even has to do with it. But
they're trying to find blame on the mother. They're trying to find blame on her because the fact that the gorilla got killed, a lot of people that are so angry, animal rights people are so angry that they're trying to find anything smeared on that poor woman.
And that was my original point from earlier.
Hold on.
Listen,
you're
still mad at Michael Vick. Please.
Oh,
why?
My
why?
Oh, my goodness, man.
Oh,
man,
it's all a joke. And they're going to put him in jail for 2 years.
Yeah, but guys, why are they mad at the mother and Michael Vick? Let's be honest. The main reason why they're black, right?
And black.
Don't white people go to Africa and kill animals all the time?
Which is the whole hypocrisy of the entire deal.
It's a sport. They label it as a sport.
It's still what it is.
Exactly.
But it's murdering animals for the sake of putting it, puffing your chest out. There's no real purpose for hunting. As one thing, if you're hunting to eat, that's not what they're doing. Nobody goes all the way to another country to kill animals just to eat. So we know that that's a bunch of bunk. But as I said before, it's this perceived notion, especially in America, about animals and what we see in the zoo, or if the elephant gets killed, or if the ape gets killed, or whatever the case. These are beautiful, beautiful, majestic animals, and a lot of them are endangered. The problem is when you involve an accident and or something that is quote-unquote stupidity, and then you combine it with race, it's like a combustible element that's going to explode at any point. And that's what the problem is.
Okay, I have to go to the next topic right now. We need to talk about is it a hero or not a hero? Mamadou Diallo. Sean, tell us a little bit about Mamadou Diallo and what he did.
Mamadou Diallo. I believe he's a 60-year-old cab driver. Got a call after he went to talk to his wife. His wife called him saying that somebody had broken into the house, was attacking her. He rushed home to make sure that his wife was okay. Apparently, somebody came into the house, tried to rape his wife. Here's the issue. Finding out what happened as he got into the building, he saw the man who was coming out, who has a criminal record, came in. Mamadou decided to grab a tire iron that he had in his taxi, brought it with him, and bludgeoned the man in the elevator, who has a criminal record as far as the person that attacked his wife. He later died from the injuries that he got, and Mr. Diallo was arrested and charged with manslaughter, but then they downgraded those charges at an arraignment this past Tuesday. They said it was just two counts of assault, criminal possession of a weapon, and harassment. Basically, what we are seeing right now is, in essence, a man protecting his wife. Somebody decides to try to rape his wife, and he decided, I'm going to take the law into my own hands and make sure that this woman is protected. You come into my house, something's going to happen to you. And that's where a lot of the groundswell is coming from, a lot of positive feedback in the fact that he shouldn't have criminal charges placed on him. What are they talking about? Luckily for his wife, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Nenagale Diallo, she sustained a concussion, some cuts to her forehead, but she was released from the hospital shortly after. And the Diallo's son, Abdul, basically said he would have done the same thing his father did had he been in the same situation. I think any husband would do the same thing as what he did. You see your wife being attacked, that's what you would do, I would think.
So, Matt, was he right? Was he wrong? Should he have handled it differently? I think that's a major thing. Should he have handled it differently?
I'll break it down to you guys. I would call him more of a rescuer than a hero. He rescued his wife. But at the same time, all those charges that Sean just said just now, they're all facts. All of them are facts. He had control. Once you have that iron, you have control over the rapist. What you can do is detain the rapist, but he took it upon himself to become the judge, the jury, and the executioner, which he was wrong to do. That's why he's in the position right now. He has no right to be in those three characters.
Brother B, do you agree?
Yeah, well, to a degree, because his problem was the threat was already over. Legally, the threat was already over, yet he pursued. I mean, if you look at it like, if you look at it with the situation with George Zimmerman, there was no threat, but yet he still pursued. This man, the threat was over, he still pursued. Out of rage, of course, because it's like, how dare you break into my house? I mean, it's the ultimate in violation. So I understand why he did it, because it was crazy. I mean, anybody gets a call from home, from their wife or their kids, saying X, Y, Z is happening, like, you're going to freak out. And you're going to look for some payback. In the eyes of the law, they see it one way. Me, personally, listen, you got your ass whipped. You was doing wrong. You're a criminal. You chose your path. Now, somewhere along the line, I heard that the guy was supposedly mentally unstable.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know this, why do you keep putting him back out on the streets to do whatever criminal mischief or whatever's been going on he's been doing?
Yeah, like, he has a huge criminal record, actually. 19 prior arrests,
yeah,
robbery, assault, and arson.
That's what I was
so
about
you know
to say
what?
That.
He wasn't that bad mentally for him to pick up a gun and go assault people and do things. So it's kind of like, listen, it's karma coming back to bite you in your ass. Simple and plain.
Okay, we have another caller, and now business is about to pick up. Gentlemen, I give you Milton X.
Hello, 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 gentlemen.
What is going on?
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Yeah. For the topic of hand, like, let me rewind a little bit, because I heard a little bit earlier in the show you talking about the whole gorilla thing,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, the Harambe and all that shit. Just the bottom line. And now all the facts have come in. If all the facts have come in now, the woman had a child there. And, you know, she was just, apparently a witness said that she was distracted by other children there. Now, I'm not a parent, so I can't really judge the woman myself.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I understand, little children are hard to contain at times. You understand what I'm saying? So it's natural, just a whole bunch of children around, that you're going to miss one, even if it's your own. You know what I'm saying? So the whole outcry against her, in my opinion, seems to be wrong. Now, you go deeper into the situation, you find out she's a daycare worker. Now, we know about that. We know about her father, his whole criminal past, whatever have you. But there's nothing to do with it, which gets to my deeper point, which is all this backlash is coming out, apparently because the couple is black, to be honest about the shit. Because there have been plenty, already in the Daily News, by Sean King had an article, plenty of times, white people who just either fell into pits with animals or jumped in there, whatever have you, we barely know their names. In this situation here, this black couple, their whole business was put out there. And it's outrageous, look, this, that, the third, how they had to kill the poor animal. Listen, first of all, if y'all really care about the damn animal, he wouldn't be in the zoo in the first place. Number one. Number two, this is a gorilla. Who's like 10 to 15 stronger times than a human being. So even if the motherfucker was gentle and shit, could have killed that boy easily. So he had to get shot. But let's cut it off a spade to spade. A lot of people were out there mad because a gorilla had to be killed to protect the life of a black child. And we know in America, black lives ain't shit. And definitely black children's lives ain't shit. So now all this bullshit ass outrage that came out.
Okay.
Let's just call it what the fuck it is.
Because if you're
Caucasians
and
shit, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Damn,
now,
it took you 10 minutes, Milton, 10 minutes for this crap, man.
No, I'm just telling them like it is.
I've seen
that shit. Now let's get on to the second part of this shit. With the whole situation with the old man protecting his wife. Now, I understand what you're saying, Max, from a long legal standpoint. Maybe correct. Hey, so
maybe.
Be it. Like I said, I don't know the law.
No.
All I know is someone trying to come kill someone, rape someone I love, I don't give a fuck. I got to do what I got to do. And that motherfucker running.
Well, Milton X. Brother B and Milton X talk from experience. They know the law. If I come after you, you touch my wife, yes, I'm angry, I'm emotional. If I kill you, I'm going to jail.
But
let's be honest about this, too.
Guys.
They reduced the charges for a reason. And I don't think they even charge that man, to be honest about this shit. Cause the
I believe they reduced the charges because he could have easily said it wasn't his lawyer could have said, listen, it wasn't his intention. to kill him. He just hit him a couple of times, and oh my God, he died. On the
well, everybody, listen. We got all right, gentlemen. Listen, look. First up, this man receives a horrible phone call from his wife that she's being attacked. Now,
right.
we as men,
is to provide and protect.
No,
you understand
right.
what I'm saying? We are
to provide and protect.
Now, K-Dog, real quick. You got to think about it. You're a black man.
Right. No,
you're looked at differently. So when you say we as men, they look at your situation differently. You're not supposed to do that.
I don't
know.
Wait a minute.
Now let me finish, gentlemen. First up, imagine what you would feel like in his shoes when you hear that phone call and you rush over and she says, there goes the guy. Now you have something in your hand. Could you imagine the emotions that was going in that man's mind? Could you imagine what he was feeling? Of course, you're going to feel angry. You're going to feel rage. You're going to go ahead and hurt somebody. And you know what? The best thing, and the thing that he did, when the guy saw him and he came to the guy hit him first. So, of course, you're going to fight back. Now, you don't know how enraged he probably would have felt that he felt that when he was using that iron pipe and he was hitting him, he didn't intend to kill him. He was intending to hurt him. But unfortunately, he lost his life.
He dies.
Right. So you know what? And you know what? This man is so. And the thing is, in terms of Mr. Diallo, He's humble. He's like, listen, I don't consider myself a hero. It's just that I was doing what I can do to protect my wife.
You rescued your wife.
Yeah,
you're not a hero. You rescued her. You're more of a
you
rescuer.
You rescued her. That's why
you
he said, that's
your
why,
wife.
Yeah, no, I'm just
okay,
saying
so
exactly
hold on,
what
hold
they
on.
Were saying.
Time out. Matt said you rescue her. If the deed is done and he's out in the hallway, did he really rescue his wife?
He's a rescuer.
She followed the attacker.
Like I said, remember what I first said, he's a rescuer instead of a hero because he has stopped that man from doing another act from somebody else.
Because you know what else?
He did it is the question. He didn't have no self-control in himself.
Right. That's what I was getting to. Because,
no
because listen to this, guys. Before this incident took place, this guy was inside the building. He tried to lure a little girl, first up. And when he saw that didn't work, he was knocking on everybody's door. Now, the reason why the woman opened the door, because she thought it was her son. And he opened, and the minute she opened the door, he went in on the attack. There were other women in the house, too, that tried to fight him off.
So the way K-Dog is saying, this fool needed to die anyway, so.
Yeah. He was inside the building. He was inside the building knocking on everyone's door. And
I think he was looking for a victim for what a lot of people think he was trying to do, just looking for somebody to some entrance way to get in to do something.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. I agree.
He did get what was – listen, karma came to bite him in the ass. He got what was coming to him. But I find it interesting how everybody – like, you want to – I understand – why they put the cuffs on them legally. But in all reality, you're beefing about somebody protecting his home, yet you got half the planet flipping about a fucking gorilla.
And I think a lot of people are looking at this as using some of the misplaced judgment and putting it in some of the wrong areas. Like we were just discussing as far as that manslaughter charge that was downgraded. I think the majority of the reason why it was downgraded was obviously looking at the case and knowing Diallo, from what we know of, has no criminal record in the past.
Right.
Exactly.
Done nothing else in there before. And in under the context of what actually happened, is like you just stated, Max. He came in, he's defending or rescuing, as you put it, rescuing his wife from something that could have been much worse.
Exactly.
And I think that when we look at it in the long, the grand scheme of things, that what has to be looked at as some sort of common sense when it comes to the situation, as
right.
opposed to people going on the deep end about, well, he should go to jail, he should do this, he should do that. And it's the scariest part about it is to get a call to hear that
your
wife is being attacked on the phone.
Yes, exactly.
That does something to you, man. It does something to you. It does something to you.
It's going to enrage you.
I mean, you'll feel enraged. You're like, man, I'm about to hurt somebody, man.
Oh,
I need to go over there.
Well,
that's the point, Kern. You said a key thing. You said you're about to go hurt somebody. The reason why he still has handcuffs is he didn't hurt him. He killed him.
Well, you don't know the emotion that he felt because when he saw this guy,
actually,
it's in his intent.
His intent.
I don't think he intended to kill him. He did not intend to kill him.
If you have a bar in your hand, you pound the crap out of this man. That just goes to tell you what you're gonna do.
And then in the middle of a fit of rage, you don't know what's going to happen in a fit of rage.
This guy's not going to do any jail time, though.
Exactly.
It's deadly physical force. You pick up something in your hand and you use it as a weapon, it's deadly physical force. So if somebody could have came along and
it's deadly physical force, he's right, but if you're using it to certain areas, now you're hitting the certain blows, the head is not a deadly physical force.
Well,
that's a deadly blow.
Yeah, that's intent.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Hold on, guys. Maz, you talk about from a person who's probably trained, know how to hit between the legs, underneath the penis.
You're aiming for the head. Common sense, tackle the guy down. Everybody, a common knowledge thing is tackle the guy down, hold him down, wait for the cuts. All right, beat him up, punch him a little few, with a bare hand. But you using a full bar and clock, you're out of control. You lost control. You're angry, like Curran says. Your thought is beyond hurting. Your thought is to kill him because he touched your woman.
Okay.
You violated
well,
your
thanks
home.
So much. Right.
You violated,
right,
my woman.
Yeah.
I want to go to the next topic because, you know, time is running out. Like I told Sean, we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But this is going out to Milton X first. Rest in peace, Muhammad Ali. He's done a lot for this country and for the world.
Oh, yeah.
But here's my little problem about the way people are giving their tribute to Muhammad Ali. He is a Muslim. Mamadou Diallo is a Muslim. And all the people has quoted, you know, Muhammad Ali's quotes. He has did some great quotes. But he's a peaceful man. But at the same time, doesn't most Americans hate Muslim people? So how can you hate Muslims but love Muhammad Ali? If Muhammad Ali is a Muslim.
Well, let me just say this.
Oh, no, that's for Milton X first.
All
then
right.
Mass, then
okay. Okay. Well, let's be honest about something here. First of all, a lot of people are full of shit. Second of all, the so-called love for Muhammad Ali, that's because as he got older and Parkinson's hit him and he couldn't speak like he used to, or hardly at all, people allowed themselves to have a love affair for him. But when he was flamboyant and boisterous and telling it like it is, like Ronnie like to say, and putting everything on the line, he was hated. Don't get it twisted. He was hated and despised. So this whole, we love Muhammad Ali is a bunch of bullshit. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Because this was a black man, a black Muslim man, standing up for himself and his people, and was not going to do America's bidding just because he was told to. He stood on his integrity and his morals. And even at that time, they don't like a black man doing that. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
They want him, a black man to be timid and be a slave and shit. So you have a black man standing for what he believes in. They was fearful of that. When he changed his name, they hated him on that. When he joined Islam, he hated on that. He said, I ain't fighting in no bullshit war. They hated on that. You know what I'm saying? That's why he took everything from him. But in due to his actual greatness, he came back and got everything back. And he stayed in that even more.
So, Matt, take it away. What do you think?
Well, I'm gonna make it real quick for so respectfully. They did love him, Milton. They did love him. They loved Parkinson's Ali. They didn't love three-time champion Ali. They respected three-time champion Ali until they hated him for the fact that he was against the war. They called him a traitor. But as Parkinson's Ali, they loved him. They loved him because he was sweet. He was nice. He used his character. He smiled a lot. He tried a different approach. He had a new approach because he couldn't be as controversial as he was no more. So they loved Parkinson's Ali. He was more loved. He was less vocal, of course, and that's why they love Parkinson's Ali better.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. You made my point for me, Max.
Okay, Brother B, what's your...
They loved him.
I was on Facebook the other day, and I had saw somebody post something on a friend of mine's page. And he said that, he's big on history, but at the same time, you know, basically you got to call a spade a spade. He said, you know, Muhammad Ali was a draft dodger. So once I heard that, I had to go on the dude's profile to see if he was white or not. And, of course, he was white. And my whole thing is you missed the whole point of who Muhammad Ali is. But a lot of white people out there, or a lot of people out there feel that, he's just a draft dodger and he hid behind his religion. Listen, it's like what we was talking about when it came down to the situation with the dude protecting his home. What's the difference between when 9/11 happened and everybody was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go over there. We're going to kill some Muslims and we're going to go kill this for revenge. What's the difference between them and him? He had a legitimate reason to go bust some ass. These people over here just going off of propaganda. And once again, Muhammad Ali, he stood up. I think the fact that he was a black man standing up for his beliefs, because ain't no black man supposed to be that good, that perfect, that solid. Ain't no black person, period, supposed to be that concrete in their beliefs to turn around and just say, I'm going to go to jail and throw it all away, because white people wouldn't do it. So, of course, as Ferguson said then, he became a mute. He wasn't saying nothing. So it was like, we have a tame Negro. Now we love him. I believe it's true.
Wow, K-Dog?
Let me just say this about Muhammad Ali when it comes to who he was outside of the ring. Here was a guy that came into a sport. Now, mind you, winning a championship, and, you know, the funniest thing is that as he was fighting Sonny Liston, the odds were against him to win. He came out and won. Now, as soon as he becomes a champion, he joins the Nation of Islam and becomes the most outspoken black man in history. And one thing that I could admire about Muhammad Ali is that he was bold enough to stand there in the face of America and say, I'm not going to go ahead and fight this war. If there's anything, I'm not going to fight for a country that refuses to fight for me. You're my oppressor. You're the one that's standing in my way of justice. You're the one that refuses me to go inside of a store to get a cup of coffee. So why am I going to go ahead and defend a country that doesn't defend me? I have no problem with the people in Vietnam. And you know what? Despite all of that, he knew what was at stake. But you know what? Hey, you could go ahead and take the championship belt away from me. And, you know, banning him from boxing, he was still outspoken. And that's one thing that Muhammad Ali could be, is that he had a lot of people. He had a lot of athletes, and believe it or not, one of the athletes spoke about it. Jim Brown spoke about the courage that Muhammad Ali displayed. And, you know, he wasn't a silent man. He spoke out. He was very vocal. And it showed, even after he retired, he became more of a humanitarian than anything. Rest in power, Muhammad Ali.
Okay, Sean Black, take it away for a final thought about Muhammad Ali.
I think that he is probably one of the, if not one of, maybe the most polarizing African American in the history of entertainment, sports, whatever you want to call it. In this country, we always are drawn to our athletes, whether they're black, whether they're white, whatever. And when an athlete is transcendent, we definitely stand around them, and we pull for them much more so. We hear about athletes that are transcendent in every sport, like Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or anybody like that. Muhammad Ali first as Cassius Clay, and then as he matured and became who the man that he became, as the braggadocious, boastful person that could back everything up. He had the conviction, the courage of his convictions to do what he thought was right for not only himself, but what he also thought was right for a race of people that were oppressed. And what a lot of people have talked about in the last few days is the fact that although a lot of people were scared of him in the 60s as far as his beliefs, it wasn't until he became a prisoner in his own body with the ravaging disease of Parkinson's that took away his voice and took away a lot of that braggadocious loquaciousness that he was able to speak with, and see that he was still the same man with the same heart as the years went by, to go to show you the type of person he was, and he transcended everything that he had to go through. And
okay, Sean,
left,
I'm sorry, I gotta cut you off. I gotta throw. I have to throw this question last question in to Max. Max, there was a lot of criticism about the Roots movie, the remake. Do you think they should have remade the movie Roots? You got 3 minutes. Go take it away.
Of course they should. Only the fact that we need to correct certain things. I understand that it's too many slave movies. There's a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. There's a lot. Overcrowded slave movies. But at the same time, none of these stuff are put into the history book, the libraries, or anything else. Those things need to be put into the public schools so the teachers can profess that their own ancestors beat and raped and tortured us. They will never want to confess that. And that's why they try to pretend that nothing of that stuff never happened. Yeah, and the different thing about this Roots version is it's produced by black people and is directed by black people. Totally different version. They added more details to it. It's more accurate to it. And it gives you more time to think about it as well.
Oh, okay, Brother B? Brother B?
I think he might have hung
up. Milton X.
Sure.
No, I'm here. I had it on mute. People just trying to make money, man. That's all it is. They're trying to tell us. They're trying to hustle the story and just trying to make some money.
Okay, Milton X.
We sell.
I'm sick and tired of the 15 version of Bruce movie, the 3 movie, and all the bullshit. More importantly, tomorrow, Hidden Colors 4 will come out.
Yeah,
I suggest anyone
right,
watch that.
Oh, exactly.
Once you watch Hill of the Colors, you won't even think about fucking Roots, to be honest.
I got 1, 2, and 3, baby. I'm getting number 4. That's
you know what I'm saying?
All right,
so,
you know what?
So to me, Roots is irrelevant at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I got to cut you off because we're about to end the show right now. But go ahead. What do you have to say, Milton X? Go ahead. 10 seconds.
Get her hidden colored four. Actually, get all 4 of them because everybody needs that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We need to
Brother
know
B,
everything about our culture
that.
And our history. Black first.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for a great show. We're going to do this again tomorrow night, same time, same network. Block Talk Radio. All
right.
Brother B, Milton X, Max.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, man. All peace right. out.
Good night.
Later.
Yes.
All right.
Black first.
All right. Okay. All right. We got 1:11. This is my time. Ladies and gentlemen, please tune in tomorrow night for a part 2 of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, with the most, the king of king himself, the high rod, with the one, the only.
Sean Black. And
I
guess Anitra B, perhaps.
Yeah, please. She's too busy to take that thing out. Take that thing out between her legs, please. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night, same time, 10:30. And as always, the pleasure was all
yours.
Do you think she still swallows?
Oh, boy.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh!